The Taste of Home Cooking School is coming to the Hopkins County Regional Civic Center on March 31st. Adam Teer, the general manager of the Civic Center, discussed the event on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Wednesday morning.
We're really excited to bring back the Taste of Home Cooking School to our community. It was last year in 2011, and there has been a lot of push from the community to bring it back. And when I say a lot of push from the community, most of it comes from my mother. When I told her I was taking the Civic Center job, she was very supportive. She said, as long as you will bring back the Taste of Home Cooking School. And but a lot of other members of the community that came and enjoyed themselves in 2011, once they met me and found out I'd come to the Civic Center, this is the event they said, please bring this back. It was a lot of fun the first time, and they begged for it to come back. And we've gotten it here. The folks at Taste of Home, the magazine, and the cooking school that they put on have been really supportive and super helpful to us. So we're bringing it back on March 31st.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, pretend like there's someone who didn't attend that one that was held before, and it's brand new to them, the concept and everything. Tell us what they would see and do there.
You bet. If you're a fan of watching cooking shows on the Food Network or on HGTV or the Cooking Channel, if you're a fan of that, this is this times a thousand. You're in the audience, you're interacting with the culinary artist, who in this case is a lady named Jamie Dunn out of the Oklahoma City area. It's an interactive show. It's a lot of fun. There's prizes given away. There's some sample tasting of the food that she's going to prepare. So it's a really interactive experience that is a ton of fun.
So is she kind of a Southern gal?
I think so. She tackles more of the Southern part of the United States. The menu is the same no matter what cooking show you go to across the country, but she gives it that Southern flair that we're looking forward to.
Can you tell us what the menu is?
It will cost you $10 to find out. But there are going to be 10, she's going to prepare 10 different recipes, which is going to be a fast-paced show for the 90 minutes or so that we'll be there together. But there, she's actually going to prepare the 10 recipes. In our exhibit hall where we're hosting the event, we've got a stage set up provided by the city, and we're actually going to have ovens on the stage. We're bringing in a kitchen sink and a prep table. It's all going to be right there in our exhibit hall.
My goodness. Well, so does she go and do her shopping for her show?
I do her shopping for her show.
Oh, you do?
Yes, they sent us the grocery list, and we're really excited to announce that Brookshire's here in town is our sponsor of the event. So one of the things we worried about when I saw the recipes were I thought some people may think, oh, that's great. And I do that when I watch cooking shows on TV. I think, oh, that would be neat to prepare, but we could never get those types of ingredients in our small community. But the fact of the matter is that everything you see prepared, every single ingredient is going to come from our local Brookshire's right here in town.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow, that is fabulous. Well, yes, Brookshire's really does strive to stay up with what it is that people want right now. Lots of people are watching these shows on television.
Yes.
And, you know, they acquire a taste for certain products and ingredients. Of course, Brookshire's is where we turn for our grocery shopping here.
Absolutely.
Now, this thing is going to be just as much fun as watching, let's say, some of those big chef names.
Yes.
On television.
Yes, it's not going to be, you know, bringing your Emeril in or even your Trisha Yearwood, you know, who's got her own cooking show now. But Jamie's been doing this for years. She has a fun show, and I've seen some YouTube clips of her show. As a matter of fact, if you go to our website, we have a YouTube clip of the show so people can see in 45 seconds or a minute kind of what the show highlights are, and they can see the fun that everybody has with it.
KSST News.